Introduction. In his 80s, my father recorded his memoirs for the sake of his many grandchildren and great-grandchildren. However, the manuscript acquired considerably wider significance when, in July 2009, at the vast age of 108, he became the only surviving First World War combatant and the last man in the world to have seen active military service in both world wars. Claude's story was originally handwritten in a variety of old-school exercise books. Later, in what spare time I had from my busy life as a survey botanist, I began to type the memoir into my computer. As I proceeded, I was fascinated to learn about his naval life, many aspects of which I was never aware of. I was amazed, too, at his powers of recall after so many years. There were some lapses, however. I'm pretty sure we ate those two lovely little nanny goats Claude claims were given away. In transcribing, I sometimes found it desirable to break up the occasional overly long sentence. When Howard Willis became involved, he helped create a better chronological and thematic flow and undertook some necessary fact-checking. Claude was a strict but loving father who has continued to influence me tremendously throughout the course of my life. He taught me to swim and instilled in me a great love of the sea and of boating, diving and fishing. These passions I have in turn passed on to my own four children during our holiday visits to Garden Island. As children, we spent our summer holidays under canvas at Coogee Beach, south of Fremantle. Claude sewed the tents himself, a skill he learned as a boy in sailing ships. At Coogee, we sailed our little dinghy, Titmouse, which he and I built on the side veranda.